thinking that you will always be poor, unlucky, overweight, or underweight, that you'll always have an addictive personality, that you'll never attract your soulmate, that you'll continue to have angry outbursts, that you'll always lack musical, artistic, or athletic ability, or that you'll forever be shy because you've always felt that way, are excuses. And when you see them for what they are, you can eliminate them. On the other hand, if you find them to be firmly entrenched personality traits and habits of thinking that can't be challenged, you'll symbolically suck your thumb and cry when life doesn't appear to cooperate. Hey guys, it's Griff Nielsen with Lifelong Fitness. And that was from Wayne Dyer in his classic book, Excuses Be Gone. He mentions what an excuse is, and he gives a classic definition that I think you're going to love. I love it. He says, excuses are nothing more than an option out of the life that you would like to live. What a great definition. Excuses are nothing more than an option out of the life that you would like to live. My question to you, my friends, is what kind of life do you want to live? Where do you want your health to be? Do you want to have a sense of vitality and energy and a high degree of functionality that is going to allow you to do the things that you most want to do in this life? Or are you going to let excuses get in the way, which again are just an option out of the life that you would like to live? I want to talk a little bit about what excuses are and the damaging effects that they have, not only on your health and fitness, but on your life and your lifestyle in general. Let's talk about this. I'm excited.